This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting today, people can give Apple money to reserve an iPhone 8. That's a new one, but it's not the top of the line 10, which isn't ready yet. For Android devotees, the new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 gets into stores today. And who benefits from all those accessories? Here's Marketplace's Rima Kreis.
Good news, you can fast charge the latest iPhones. The bad news, if you want to do that, you've got to buy a special cable. The new iPhones can also charge without wires, but that requires a charging pad. Now, no one has to buy those accessories, says Frank Gillette of Forrester Research, but
just like when you buy a new house, it often sparks a, oh, what would work well with this? It reduces their spending inhibitions.
About 6 out of 10 people buy at least one accessory when they buy a new smartphone, according to the research firm NPD Group. Gillette says retailers leverage that store traffic.
Once they've got you in the store, they want to show you other things to see if they can interest you.
Last year, people bought $14 billion worth of smartphone accessories, says Jeff Orr of ABI Research. He says some manufacturers start selling new accessories ahead of the phone debut.
For an accessories manufacturer, it's almost a reboot of their company to be able to follow these trends.
Many people will spend, say, $100, says Orr, to make sure their $1,000 iPhone is protected. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.